Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Catherine. And in today's programme, we're having a look at modal verbs.
Now, modal verbs are used in a lot of different ways. But in this programme, we're looking at the modal verbs we use when we're talking about things we think are possible or true, both in the present and in the past.
That's right. When we don't know something for sure, we often make guesses. And modal verbs can express how sure or unsure we are about our guesses. We'll give you lots of examples.
And we'll check what you've learned in our quiz.
But first, we're listening to Fiona, who is a science reporter. And Fiona's talking about some ancient fossils that were found in China and Taiwan.
While you listen, think about this question. Are the fossils from humans?
The research teams analysing fossils found in China and Taiwan could be looking at something very important. It seems that the fossils can't be from any known human species. They might be the result of breeding between species, or they may belong to an unknown human species. The fossils suggest that before modern humans arrived in Asia, more diverse human groups may have lived there than previously thought.
So that was Fiona, and we asked you, are the fossils from humans?
And the answer is, maybe. They might be the result of breeding between species, or they may belong to an unknown human species.
So we don't know the answer for sure.
Exactly. Now, the modal verbs might and may, plus an infinitive, show that we're talking about a present possibility, not a certainty. The modal verb could does this too, either with an infinitive or with a continuous form. Here's an example.
The research teams analysing fossils found in China and Taiwan could be looking at something very important.
In fact, we can say could be looking, might be looking, or may be looking there.
That's right. It's a modal verb plus a continuous form of be plus verb ing.
But what about this sentence? Listen.
It seems that the fossils can't be from any known human species.
Fiona uses the modal can't there. Now, we use can't with an infinitive when we believe strongly that something isn't possible. The researchers believe strongly that the fossils don't belong to any known human species. They can't come from a known human species. It's not possible.
So they must be from an unknown human species.
That's right. Must or can't plus an infinitive both help us to express a strong belief that something is or isn't possible.
When we're less sure about something, we can say, for example, the fossils might not, mightn't, or may not be from a known human species.
That's right, but we don't use the negative couldn't like this. It's different. Couldn't plus an infinitive means that something is completely impossible. Right then, now let's have a look at possibilities and certainties in the past. Here's the next clip.
The fossils suggest that before modern humans arrived in Asia, more diverse human groups may have lived there than previously thought.
So we can also use might, may, could, can't, and must with have and the past participle of the verb when we think something was possible in the past.
Yeah, so we can say may have lived, might have lived, or could have lived to express past possibility.
And we use can't or must with have and the past participle when we're certain about something in the past. For example, the scientists can't have expected to find anything so important.
Exactly. They must have been very excited.
I'm sure they were.
6 Minute Grammar from BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about modal verbs.
And it's quiz time. For each of these sentences, choose might, must or can't to fill the gap. Number one, Finn, you got an A grade in physics. Wow, you have studied really hard.
And the answer is must. You must have studied really hard. I did, Catherine.
Yes. Very good, Finn. Number two, Nick just called. He's stuck in traffic. He be late.
And this one is might. He might be late.
Well done. Number three, you have seen a ghost. There's no such thing.
And the answer is can't. You can't have seen a ghost. There's no such thing. Is there, Catherine?
Don't think so, Finn. What about you?
No.
We don't believe in ghosts. And that's the end of the quiz. I hope you got them all right.
And there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.